Yeah, as topics go, the next one, not always the easiest to talk about. Some people would perhaps prefer it remained a taboo, and yet child sexual exploitation is very much a part of the fabric of life in Lancashire in 2020. And recently I met a woman who's working hard to open up a wider dialogue about the issues. Her name is Karen Livesey. She's an independent trainer. And as we continued our conversation, we agreed that these are weighty issues, but I asked her if there was a danger that we were being overly alarmist.
We don't want to scaremonger, but I now do not assume my audience, because when I present and do my training, it isn't just one-sided, it's interactive. We have discussions, we look at casework in films, all the rest of it, and it's really important that people are involved. But I now don't assume that I know my audience, because now I understand at least 20-30% of the people that participate will either have had direct experience themselves personally, or know somebody that has, to do with sexual abuse or sexual exploitation.
I wonder if sometimes a lack of understanding of these really quite sometimes vague umbrella definitions is the problem here. We know that it is something bad and something wrong and something that hopefully will never impact on our lives, but we don't understand the details.
You're right, because sometimes we miss early signs of grooming and intervention, and that's exactly what my training is about, yes. Young people sometimes don't realise that they're being exploited, that they're being groomed. And when you look at the definition of CSE from the government, key words in there are about coercion, bullying, manipulation and the grooming. And it can start very naively without people realising it. And that's part of the work that I do, because you're absolutely right. It is common, it is huge. One of the big areas of increase is through social media.
Well, that's in the news today, isn't
absolutely.
It? With young teenage
absolutely.
Girls, the sexualisation of and the photographs of, sometimes selfies of. There was a documentary over the last couple of nights on BBC Two about the Anglican Church and the hierarchy there. These are high-profile cases. I suppose what you saw and identified was a lot of corporations and businesses were paying lip service, were box ticking without actually getting to grips with the issue and an understanding of it.
I did see that. I did several cases where I would talk to colleagues, professional and within training and significant sort of conference events, questioning, aren't we missing things? The pieces of the jigsaw, and we're missing things. And that was one of my motivations 5 years ago. I think things have changed a lot now. The police do a tremendous amount of training and do a very good, you know, good approach now. They have different teams that integrate CSE and child sexual and criminal exploitation. For me, it's about that awareness raising. It's about the fact that it is common, it is happening. You only have to look at the statistics with County Lines, and that's on the huge increase. It's about us having that intervention, that duty of care, and I think that's what's important.
Do we steer clear of discussing it and understanding it more because it is a taboo?
It's an uncomfortable subject. And not everybody's comfy with the sort of sexual bits of education, which is another thing, really, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful that this year we've got mandatory sexual relationships education happening in schools? Wonderful, because this will be part of it as well. What is resilience? What's a safe relationship? What do we do if the social media that's inappropriate? And I think that will educate, enforce, empower the young people to be able to do something about it
because
when things are not right.
The way you describe that, it sounds as if you have an agenda here, do you?
I don't quite know what you mean by that. What do you mean?
You were speaking there of how great it is that sex education. Now, not everyone agrees with
right,
that.
Okay.
So obviously you have your clear views on this, and it's not just about raising awareness of the populace, but also, have you got an agenda behind all of this motivating you?
Over 10 years ago, I was involved with the Youth Council within Youth and Community Service, and one of our agendas was addressing the government's issue about the lack of mandatory sex and relationships education, because it's a core part of everybody's life. Who you are, you stand here in front of me now is what? Male or female, straight or gay, what's your sexual identity, whatever. And that's a core part of you as an individual. And I can remember 10 years or more ago really working hard with the Youth Council. Governments change and they come and go, and yet here we are today. So I welcome the fact that we have this, and it's got to be a very powerful thing for young people, and a safe and educative, and really integrates all those things about social media, about sexual health, about your own self and relationships, domestic abuse is within there, what isn't a good relationship. There's a whole plethora and jigsaw of parts that make up, you know, young people's lives for the future. So yeah, you could say I do have an agenda, yeah.
And it is part of the fabric of life. Life has lived here in 2020 in Lancashire. We're in the heart of
the shopping district, on the city of Preston, not far from the train station, not far from County Hall. It is part of how we live now. And what is your long-term plan then, for you personally, in I suppose, broadening your business?
Yeah. I'm applying to become a community interest company with a board and directors on that, which will enable me to apply for further fundings and grants to do this work more, which will enable me, I think, to embrace further trainers and people to work in partnership with me. I'm very much about working in partnership. I've had some tremendous support from Preston City Council, Preston providers, UCLan, etc. But for me, it's about working wider. Bernardo's have given me the opportunity to work across Sheffield, Burnley, London, Milton Keynes, Portsmouth. Wonderful. So I've Talking Life, who another organisation I work for. So for me, one, putting the message out and making a difference, and two, as I say, achieving the community interest company that will enable me to do more, bigger, significant pieces of work.
You've got a busy year ahead, by the sense.
Yeah, it's cool.
You like that?
Cool. Yeah, I do.
Talking about the things which matter day in, day out. That's the deal here. BBC Radio Lancashire. That's Karen Livesey speaking with me in the city of Preston a couple of days ago.